And cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Orphans in state custody will soon be able to receive federal survivor benefits. That reverses a Tennessee policy that had been confiscating those funds for years. The change was facilitated by First Lady Melania Trump, who launched the program yesterday. The Tennessean reports that for the past 7 years, officials have taken tens of millions in Social Security payments intended for some 750 orphans in state care. Some of that went toward the kids' care, and millions that were not used went back to the Social Security Administration. The First Lady announced a new type of account that would safeguard survivor benefits for the orphans in state care. Tennessee is one of 23 states that will set up such accounts. The move comes months after federal officials told Tennessee to change its policy, saying confiscating orphans' survivor benefits went against the kids' best interests. Nashville and Harmy isn't doing a concert of country songs for the sake of jumping on some bandwagon. Wesley King, the artistic director of the LGBTQ+ chorus, noticed a troubling trend of the country music industry retreating from recent efforts to diversify. So he conceived of a performance designed to engage both the choir members and their audience in specific ways.
I want them to, instead of like exit the conversation, I want them to put themselves in the conversation. I hope they have a great time, but I hope that it leaves them wondering. Wondering like, oh yeah, why haven't I noticed this before? Or why did I know these stories?
Senior music writer Julie Height brings us a feature on the vision behind Nashville and Harmony's That Ain't Country concert. You can find it at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.